Okay, moving on. This is next year is very much connected to the Malacha of Tochein. However, it's going to be a very, very different topic. And that is the topic of whether one is allowed to take medications on Shabbos. Okay, so number one, just a little bit of a disclaimer. This is very much to be a very short overview of the halachas of taking medicines on Shabbos that are very much related to the Malacha of Tochein. However, one must remember, number one, I'm not going to cover everything that is connected to this topic. And number two is that if there's any doubt whatsoever on Shabbos that someone has a medical problem, that is anything that is risk of life, there is, obviously there is a mitzvah to break Shabbos, even by a malacha d'oraisa, and without asking any questions, to call for help. So that, obviously, we're not talking about people who are achol shiyesh b'sakana and things like that. That vaday one has to take very, very seriously and deal with that right away. However, with saying that, we're not dealing with that category of someone who's life-threatening sicknesses. The Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis states that if someone has a bleeding animal on Shabbos, it is usher to bring him into the water on Shabbos, because we have a gezeiras of schikas simimonim. Gezeiras schikas simimonim basically means that if we come to do types of refuah on Shabbos, if we come to heal people on Shabbos, we're going to take leaves that are made for, that we use for medications, and we might come to grind those leaves on Shabbos. That's the gzera that Chazal made against gzeras schika simamanim, which basically tells us you're not allowed to medicate people on Shabbos, you're not allowed to really heal people on Shabbos. We see from this gzera that it's not only by taking medications, because that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about just bring an animal into the water, which is obviously going to merapi the animal. So therefore, even other things that are medications, whether it might be putting on a cream, or it might be putting on other things that are medicinal things, would all be part of this gezera. There's another example in the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph, that says that it's usher to gargle vinegar on Shabbos. If someone has a sore throat, to gargle vinegar on Shabbos is also going to be usher. And Rashi once again brings down this Isra Schika Simimanim, and Rashi, in basically numbers and numbers of places in Shas, brings down this Isra. Rashi in Brachos, Lamed Vavam and Aleph, Shabbos, one Kuf Chesam Abeiz, Dibra Maslam Mahu, Beitza, Yud Aleph Abeiz, Dibra Maslam Mahu, Detema, Avodah Zara, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, Dibra Maslam Lo Yigama. All these places it brought down in Rashi, it brings down this Gzeros Chigas Samamanim. So it's brought down in various places in Shas that it's usher to do use medications on Shabbos. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes Mestam in Simon Shin Chof Ches Sif Aleph. Ravadia quoted in the Yalkut Yosef in that Simon Shin Chof Ches discusses why is it that the Gzeros still applies nowadays. He says at the end of the day, we're not really choshes that people are going to start taking leaves and grinding things. Especially if you want to add that on top, is nowadays, even if you would take a medicine, you would take your Tylenol, and you would go ahead and grind it up on Shabbos, you wouldn't even be over the Malach of Tochei nowadays. Why? Because it's been ground already before. We would apply the principle of Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. So therefore, really it seems to be that the Gezer should not apply. Nevertheless, Rav Avadia, in a very big Arichas, explains how just like many other gezeras of Chazal, we don't have the right to mevatel of a gezer of Chazal. Elin kein gadol menu chacham v'menu. So we have a basin that's greater in numbers and greater in Torah knowledge, and that we do not have. And he brings down many other rayas for this principle, and therefore it's pashut that we do not get rid of this gezera nowadays. There is the shita of the Ksosa Shulchan or Tukachinsky Zatzal, who the Ksosa Shulchan held that in certain instances, since the Gezer is not so shaykh nowadays, we can be makel in terms of certain sveikas. In terms of certain sveikas, he was willing to be makel in certain cases. So it could be that that's a good idea to keep in our back pocket. However, Mikaron, we assume that the Iker of Gezer Schika Simamanim still applies nowadays. Now, the Radvaz, very importantly, in Chelek Gimel, the Radvaz writes that the Itrikar of Schika Simamanim only applies by a Chola who is under the category of a Mechush Ba'alma. Okay, however, I'll define this in just 1 second. However, someone who is Mamish, a very, very big Chola, that would be not part of the Gezerah of Schika Simamanim. What are these two categories? What's a Mechush Ba'alma? And what is a a very sick person, as I just said. So Nechesh Ba'alma is someone who has a simple headache, a simple stomach ache, perhaps a toothache or a little bit of a cough. That is someone who is like a Nechesh Ba'alma. He's not so sick. However, on the other side, someone who is considered the category of Chola Kol Gufo, that his whole body feels sick, similar to like flu symptoms, when your whole body feels sick, that type of person is not part of the Gezer of Schikas Samamanim, and permissive, it would be permissible for him to take medications on Shabbos, and the Gezer would not apply. Who Adin, the poskim right? Someone who is would not, if he would not take the medications, he would have to be sick in bed. He has a terrible migraine headache. That would cause him to be in bed if he did not take his migraine medicine. That is also not part of the Gezerah, and therefore that person also is going to be mutter on Shabbos. This is one of the places the Ksosar Shulchan points out that if someone's a suffix, what category is under, perhaps one could be makel and decide that he's a kol kol gufo based on the fact that the Gezerah is not so pashut that it should apply nowadays. But therefore, once again, if he has just a mechosh ba'alma, he has something of a small little rash, let's say, that's not dangerous, not to worry about spreading, then that would be like a mechosh ba'alma, a headache, stomach ache, like I said before, a little bit of a cough. Those people would still be usher to go ahead and take medicine. Someone who's more serious, has more serious illnesses, they're not going to be part of the gzera. Now, furthermore, it is only going to be usher to do something medicinal on Shabbos if it is nicker that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. However, let's say someone has a sore throat and he does not like tea generally, only drinks tea when he's sick. It's going to be mutter for him to have a cup of tea with honey. Okay, with lemon, honey, however it might be. He's allowed to take a cup of tea on Shabbos because a cup of tea is normally food. Okay, so as long as you're taking something that normal people eat or drink on Shabbos, even though your kavanah is for medicinal purposes, you want it to come and heal you, nevertheless, it's going to be mutter to do on Shabbos. Why? Because it's not nicker that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. That's Beferish Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Zayin over there in Siman Shin Chaf Ches. Now, the Gemara Adaf Kuf Mem Aval Alf Masechet Shabbos tells us that there were certain medicines that were permitted by Chazal on Shabbos because it was taken Thursday and Friday, and if you did not come and take it also on Shabbos, it would turn into some type of sakana. So based on this, the Rambam writes in Perek Kavbeis Halacha Zayin that when he brings down this halacha, he doesn't say that you're going to be sakana. He says, kidei shelo yichla, that you do not become sick. So over here, it applies that even if the sickness is not going to be mamish, a danger of one's life, it's just going to be that you're going to become more sick if you do not continue taking the medicine that you've already taken before Shabbos. It is going to be mutter to go ahead and continue taking this medicine. Therefore, based on this, this is where we get the principle. Let's say someone's taking antibiotics. If he's taking antibiotics, even though if he misses one day of the antibiotics, it's not necessarily going to be a sakana if he doesn't take it over Shabbos. But nevertheless, it could be that the sickness could come back. If he does not take the antibiotics correctly, it might not have the right effect as it would have had before. Kadesh Shalom Yichla would be appropriate according to this. And therefore, then from here we see that one is allowed to continue taking antibiotics. For sure, some antibiotics, if you don't take some as an infection, something that if he doesn't take, it might be a mamash sakana, that's vaday mutter. But even without that, we assume that one could continue taking his antibiotics on Shabbos. Some poskim Rav Avadya also applies the same thing by, let's say, pain medicine. If he's been taking pain medicine before Shabbos, he had some type of surgery, whatever it might be, nothing's too serious, but he's on pain medication. If he's taking it beforehand, if he does not take it now on Shabbos, the pains are going to get very bad, says Rav Avadya, he'll be allowed to take such medicine on Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Kehilchos HaPerek, Lamed Dalad, note, Ayin Vav, is not the opinion that he holds that unless it's going to cause some type of damage. Usually pain medication is just like a band-aid. It's not really medicating him. Therefore, he held that it's not going to be mutter to do on Shabbos because it's not going to be a sakana if he does not go ahead and take it. However, once again, antibiotics would be mutter to do. What about vitamins? What is the status of vitamins on Shabbos? So Rav Moshe Feitzin and Chel Gimel Ligris Moshe, Halacha Nandalad, he differentiates between why one is taking vitamins on Shabbos. He says, if one is taking vitamins on Shabbos, let's say he's feeling sick, and therefore he starts popping vitamin C's in order to get better. So over here he's taking vitamin C for medicinal purposes, and therefore the vitamin's like a medicine, and it would be usur to take medicines on Shabbos. However, if he's just taking medicines, like many people do, just as like a health thing, they want to take medicine, so they have more of these healthy vitamins in their body, that would be permissible to do on Shabbos, according to Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman, once again, was not so makel. He held that the only time you could take vitamins on Shabbos is if you're going to use it as a food supplement. Someone who's lacking calcium in his body, let's say, and he's allergic to milk, whatever it might be, and therefore he has to take calcium tablets in order as a food. So therefore, it's just like him taking food. It's a food supplement. Over there, that's when Rav Shlomo Zalman said it's going to be mutter. But generally, you would say to take vitamins, even if he's just doing it for health reasons, it would be usur. You see, the chiluk over here is between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe holds anything that you're doing as vitamins, as long as you're not doing it and to medicate yourself, in order to make you feel better, it's always going to be mutter. Any daily types of medicines, vitamins would be mutter. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, daily medicine, daily vitamins are usur. Only if you're taking it as in place of a food supplement because you're lacking something in your body based on some type of vitamin B, vitamin C, whatever it might be that you're lacking, and the doctor told you have to take this certain vitamin as a food supplement, then it's going to be mutter. Very interesting. I heard, I think, Rav Varon quoted Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and he says he wants to make a chiluk between Americans and Israelis. Rav Pinchas Scheinberg wants to say that Americans take vitamins, they just take it, it's nothing to do with refuah, they pop vitamins all the time, it has nothing really to do with refuah, and he felt for Americans it's mutter, as opposed to Israelis, they take vitamins only when they're sick, or much, much less frequently, and therefore he held that for Israelis it would be usur. Okay? According to the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, he writes over there that a woman is allowed to take a birth control pill on Shabbos if they have the heter of taking birth control, obviously. If they have such a heter, they were allowed to take it on Shabbos because, once again, Rosh Hashanah says it's not considered refuah. It's not refuah just because it's a pill. It's not necessarily all pills are refuahs, and therefore he did not believe this is part of the Gezerah. There is a Rav Moshe Perek Gimel, Nun Gimel, that many people quote, and basically they're medayik from Rav Moshe, that any time you're taking a medicine on Shabbos, not because you're sick, but rather because you want to prevent sickness, you're not sick yet, but you feel like you're about to get sick, therefore you want to take the medication as preventative, Rav Moshe then would say it would be mutter to go ahead and do. Therefore, if one has a headache and he knows, he feels like a migraine is about to come on, and he wants to take the headache medicine, not because he has a headache right now, but he's afraid if he does not take the medicine, he's going to get a migraine headache, that based on this, it would be mutter to do. So too, if he feels like his flu symptoms are coming on, you feel they're about to come onto your body's starting to get weak, you don't want to take it in order to help this, you just want to take it that the flu symptoms do not come onto your body, and therefore you can prevent this, take the pill and to prevent it from coming on. This also seems to be mutter. The Archos Shabbos quotes this also in Perek Chaf, Halacha, Kuf, Chaf, Hey, Halacha Lemaisa. And when I asked Moreno of Rabbeinu Rav Nevitza, Halacha Lemaisa, about this, he said, Haba lohorcha hashkeim lohorgo. When someone wants to come and kill you, you should get up and kill him first. The Hainu, he held that this is a plausible heter over here. He did like this heter over here, that if you're using the medication as a preventative measure, you have to be very honest with yourself. Many times, you want to take it because you want to get rid of your headache, not because you're afraid it's going to get worse. So you have to be very intellectually honest. If you're really taking the medicine only as a preventative measure, not to get more sick, whatever it might be, over there, the poskim are makel to go ahead and take such a medicines. So just to review quickly, generally we have a gezer of schiyas manim, not to do different things, medicinal things on Shabbos. It might even include using type of a chapstick if your lips are very cracked and stuff like that on Shabbos. Okay? That is the general gezer. However, we see many heterim. Number one is, it's only by a chola kol gufo, chola that has a mechush ba'alma, and not by a chola kol gufo. We also saw that if you are using the medicines, as we saw in the end, as a preventative measure, that was another heter. We also saw that vitamins, in certain cases, based on either Rav Moshe or Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that would also be a heter. We also saw that if you're using foods or tea or things like that are normally food, used as foods, that's not nicker that you're doing it for medicines, and therefore that is also going to be mutter. So there are many cases where one is allowed to take medications on Shabbos. Also, we saw by antibiotics and things like that, that if you don't take it on Shabbos, it's going to lose its koach, and you might get more sick because of it. All of these things are a term of taking medications on Shabbos. So in many instances, it is mutter to take medications on Shabbos, but there is no blanket heter, and it does not mean that in all cases it is going to be mutter. Ad kan for today. Have a Shabbat Shalom.